Welcome to the Diversity on the Hill podcast
with Pastor Jonathan and Pastor Curcio.
Here are the ground rules for our conversation.
Respect one another.
Openness.
No assumptions allowed.
Mistakes are welcome.
And let's grow together.
Enjoy the conversation.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Diversity on a Hill podcast. We are back again.
Yes, we are.
Again. So, yeah, this is the third season. And we
third?
Took a,
I think it's fourth.
We took a long hiatus, and this is our second week back from that long hiatus.
Great point.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah. PJ and PK back again.
Yeah. Now I will unveil our process again because
sure.
We do not. Well, should we just do all the introduction stuff first and all that stuff?
Well, I already said PJ and PK back again. They know you're PJ. They know I'm PK, and we just have to be back.
Maybe for some reason they're a new listener and they said season three is the time to start.
Ah.
Because usually season one and two are really slow starts for people.
Gotcha.
For TV shows.
Uh-huh.
However, for bands, usually is like the first couple albums are their best. And then they have this like sophomore slump or they're, you know, as the bands get older, they're old. They used to be good. was with them in the beginning, they were good.
Good point.
Is it? Do you find that to be true in your own life with music, like your musical taste?
I don't know. That's a good one. I tend to be kind of old school, so I like the old stuff.
Yeah, I like the old music too, but it's interesting because it seems like all bands are really cool when they first come out. And then by their fifth, sixth album, they're not as cool anymore.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and those people.
Why would you pick them?
Because I didn't like any of them.
They were never cool to begin with.
Okay, then I don't know, another band.
Except for... There's one song that is a guilty pleasure of mine by one of them.
Richie. Really? Which one?
What's the name of it? I don't know the name of it.
But, oh, okay.
Tell Me Why.
You like that one?
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
For some reason.
Listen.
For some reason, that got into my head as an earworm, and it is my guilty pleasure.
All right.
Like, one song. Is that Backstreet? Or is that...
I don't even know who it is. But the point is... that I went on a sixth grade excursion, overnight outdoor education trip, chaperoning for my daughter. And these kids were singing that song.
What?
Yes. And they kept singing it over and over and over while we were driving over there.
It's an earworm, bro.
What is wrong with these kids?
It's an earworm. It gets in your ear and it just.
Oh my goodness.
So
their favorite part is Tell Me Why. Every time they one of them would start out with "Tell Me Why," and then everybody started singing.
I mean, there's something about it. Something about it.
They just want it that way. What? I guess. I don't know.
Wow, I see what you did there. So, anyways, this is what we do. We go off on tangents when just a few questions. But, anyways, yeah. So, bands. Cooler in the beginning.
Yeah, that's true.
So which one are we? Are we a TV show or are we a band? Are we getting better as we get along and finding our groove? Or are we a band where we've peaked and now we're just starting? It's only the old people who listen to us now.
I don't know. We had some, at least I've had a couple of people ask me when we were going to start recording again. So I don't know that we're like a band. At the same time, it's been such a hiatus, but yeah, we picked up right where we left off, it seems, which is a good thing in my opinion. Because I was going to know how to do this.
Where did we leave off, by the way?
Yes.
I don't even know. Anyways, I want to apologize because after camp, things got busy and obviously busy at camp. And they've been really busy for you.
Well, let's not even get into the whole busy part. I should apologize too.
So
right?
We are poor on resources and our resources time.
That's right.
And we have not been able to get together. Usually by this time we're talking about
multiple episodes.
Yeah. Another break. Anyway, so that all to say, I was going to give you a little peek behind the curtain.
Sure.
For some of you who don't know, we do record maybe one or two at a time.
That's correct.
So, you know, we have to do two in 1 week because we don't have the time. So we meet, do two. And so that all to say, if for some reason something major has happened since our last episode, which we did talk about something really in the moment and
we
important.
Did. We did.
And hopefully you've listened to it. And hopefully we didn't make too much of a fool of ourselves.
No.
But if something major has happened in development in regards to Palestine and Israel or some other main event,
sure,
we're sorry we're not talking about that and we're doing something lighter.
Right, of course, right now.
This may be lost, and this may actually be 3 weeks from now, because sometimes we've done that before, and then you'll have to go back and erase this. But we don't edit them.
We do have a lost episode that I've yet to find.
Mm.
But when I do...
I don't even know what's on that thing.
You and me both don't know. But it's great. Again, PJ and PK here. You can always reach us at diversityonahill@gmail.com with any thoughts, comments, suggestions, ideas, I guess, thoughts, comments, suggestions, all that's the same. But the idea is if you have something you want to share, you want us to talk about, you can reach us there. Or you can check us out on the IG at Diversity on a Hill.
Yeah. And Amy, if you're listening, tell us again what you wanted us to talk about, because she told me.
Oh,
like, okay. She's like, hey, talk about, maybe you could talk about this. And I totally forgot about what it was.
I mean, lots has happened. I mean, if you, you know, Ukraine and Russia still at war.
I don't think it was a topic that was like current event.
Okay.
Just like kind of a general thing. Yeah, but a lot of things have happened. We've
missed a whole lot so far, but that's okay.
Ukraine and Russia.
We just pick up where
big.
We, yeah, it keeps going.
Yeah.
It's like
a lot happening with Trump.
That too.
I think we're going to talk a lot about politics in the next few weeks because it's happening.
Yep.
The elections are happening.
They're coming.
And I'm annoyed already.
I think you and I both share that. I'm trying not to pay attention to everything that's happening in the House and all that madness too with the new speaker and all of that.
I wonder what's going to happen by the time this plays and what's happened with the House and speaker.
Exactly.
That
was crazy. And then now we're also dealing with the feds wanting to raise the rate or not. That's creating upheaval.
Yeah, you always pay attention to that stuff.
I do.
I have no idea.
I'd just be a nerd about those things every so often. But and then we have a new pastor at Collegedale, if you want to bring it home.
Congratulations.
So yes, hallelujah.
Finally, you
Thank
get
you,
to
Jesus.
Get some a little bit of respite, because I know you've been picking up a lot of things.
Yep.
I'm sure you are a little relieved about that.
I am. And I know we're kind of all over the place, but a lot has happened. But I did want to take a quick moment to say kudos to the committee that worked diligently to find someone. Kudos to the conference. Did a great job coming alongside us and helping us in the search process. And then ultimately, we're so happy to have Ron Halverson Jr. I can say the name now.
Look at that.
It got advertised.
Yeah, it's advertised.
He's gonna be fantastic for our church, exactly what we need. So if you've been following all of that, you know, God has been good. And yes, we've had a lot of changes, and there's a lot of positions to fill as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like brighter days are coming. So we're happy about that.
Brighter days are coming.
Now, Southern Accent reached out to me. They want to interview me about all of this. Now that the search process is over, I got to kind of get an okay from the conference before I could do that, though.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Maybe this is a question a little broader. So the Southern Accent.
Yeah.
What are they for people who don't know what they are?
Sure, that's the local newspaper, right, for Southern Adventist University.
Newspaper, what's a newspaper?
Well, good one. It's like the digital, non-digital Wall Street Journal, if you will, for Southern.
All right.
And it's student-led, so it's students that are studying to do journalism, right, mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. kind of situation.
So it's the school, the local Southern Adventist University local paper.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Which, if you're old, you would know exactly what that is. If you're young, do they still have physical newspapers?
They do. I get one every so often at my house. I don't know who is dropping them off. We didn't sign up for anything.
I need to ask these kids if they actually pick that up and read it. Because I have seen in their Instagram account where they will post, they'll post like, this article is now out in the Southern Accent, and they'll post some of it. So I was like,
right.
Well, where do you go to read that? Is it online? Is it
It's digital too. So, you know, most, I would assume that most young people, quote unquote, right?
I wonder how they feel about this.
Because we're the OGs, old geezers. But they read it digitally probably, but they also have the physical copy. And I guess they cater to the older generation as well who prefers paper.
All right. So this is fascinating. I can't believe they still have a paper. But what's another fascinating thing is that they had written an article.
Yep.
About the vacancies at the church. And I'm not going to get into that. That's
sure.
not what I'm getting into. But what I want to get into is your reaction to maybe media or reporting on these things that you're sure. kind of in the middle of.
Yeah.
Because you had intimate knowledge of what was happening.
Yes.
Right. The article maybe didn't have intimate knowledge mm-hmm. of what was happening.
Right.
And so I'm not sure if you're comfortable answering this as opposed to whether it was accurate or not accurate or the things behind it. Obviously, they didn't have the full picture. And to those who had the full picture, was it evident that they didn't have the full picture?
Well, I'll speak to this like this. I don't know how to say that word, unabashedly.
Well, and here's why I ask you.
But
I'm not trying to get all in your business.
No, you're good.
But what I'm asking is because we talk a lot about, you know, current events or events,
yeah.
and we'll often reference like a newspaper article or an article or a Twitter account or, you know, things. And you have to be really careful when you read those things.
Correct.
So I'm just wondering, as you who had intimate knowledge of this event, you see this article, how did it make you feel, or was it accurate in all of its totality?
Sure.
So it's just like, how does this help us move the conversation forward?
All right. So what's happening, we always say we don't have the full context, right,
mm-hmm,
to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're always careful with how we speak about different things.
You're very careful. I'm less than careful.
You're fine. Ahead. So the thought process is, this is case in point, right? Uh-huh. So the people who they had available to their discretion to interview, they basically get to influence the direction that the paper or the article would be written. So what ends up happening is they did a really good job of stating facts.
Mm-hmm,
these
mm-hmm.
things did happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think that some of the influence that they got, which became kind of the clickbait, like we like to
mm-hmm,
say,
mm-hmm.
is the fact that it was heavy on the feelings of one of our former staff members who wasn't necessarily happy with how the process had gone to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So that influenced that paper. When you read the article, it kind of has that hint to it.
Okay.
But that's really the clickbait part of it.
Right.
They laid the facts out accurately.
Mm-hmm.
What I think was missing is that even though here in Collegedale, things are different when it comes to longevity, right? It is the natural rhythm of pastors that between 5 to 7 years, you're going to get moved, right? It's just part of the natural rhythm.
It's a little less and less, but yeah.
But it's a natural rhythm of pastors. Like, we know we're not going to be here forever.
Sure.
That's just the reality. Either you get a call somewhere and God, you know, says you should go,
mm-hmm.
Or you get a call and you say, no, God is telling me to stay, right? That mm-hmm. kind of situation after much prayer. And
well, that's a whole nother dialogue about should I stay or should I go?
Sure, sure.
Maybe that's another episode.
Sure, right? Sure.
I think we should get a bunch of pastors in the room for that one.
Oh, hey, maybe at when we get the youth council, see if we have a conversation with those guys.
Okay.
Wouldn't be a bad idea. But the thought process is, that's a little foreshadowing, by the way, for the future, because we're going to have an episode with those guys or two. So the idea is there's that whole dynamic, right? With everything mm-hmm. that was happening, with all the changes, we also have to understand that this is the natural rhythm and flow of pastors. Ultimately, in Collegedale, it takes a little bit longer, right? Because people have the track record of staying here for many years. But I came to the conclusion, and I can be wrong, but I came to the conclusion that the conference and our denomination as a whole really doesn't hire people to be associates. Like, that's not the focal point. When they're going to pick somebody up, they're not thinking, oh, I'm going to hire Curcio so he can be an associate forever, mm-hmm. right? They really want us to step up and lead, and especially now with all the conversations about shortages and what have you, we get hired to lead churches, right? Like, that's our responsibility. I consider myself blessed to be able to be an associate here and work with the youth. But that's not the regular rhythm of pastors, right? So when you start to understand the full picture of what's happening and vacancies being available and needing to be filled and what have you, this is just a natural progression of things. And I think that was missed. Because people are so accustomed to seeing pastors just planting their flag here and staying here for a really long time. And that's not necessarily our rhythm in a realistic setting.
Yeah. I mean, I get some of what you're saying, and some stuff I have no idea what you're saying because I don't have an intimate knowledge of what's happening. And to be honest with you, I stay out of those things. So
you're fine.
So I can say, I have no idea what's going on.
You're fine.
And I do like that at times. But I guess more so, I'm curious about the, so you did mention it a little bit, how you did seem to think, anyways, I'm just curious as to, because it's not often that we get media covering us.
Right. Right.
In essence. Yeah. And so the media was covering, well, the local media, the Southern accent.
Sure, I mean, sure, sure.
It's a small microcosm of the big thing.
Right.
Just Twitter wasn't ablaze over this. But the
not
local,
at all.
But the local community kind of was, and it was fueled.
Oh, no, it got yeah, yeah. I mean, it created a, it
there
went
was some
Adventist viral.
There was
right?
some, there was some Facebook buzz about things
sure,
and,
sure.
And arguments, and I'm not here to get into any of that. I'm just curious as to how that, how do you like that as a part of the conversation? Do you wish those things weren't there as a part of the conversation? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's such a big church that when it goes on Facebook, it gets viral.
Right.
All of a sudden, things are said that are maybe true or maybe not true, that are overblown, maybe not overblown enough. I
sure.
don't know which way those go. I'm not getting to that. I'm wanting to know how that affects you.
Yeah, yeah. So I can speak to that, because the reality is, it just is. Mm-hmm. Whether I like it or not, it just is. And because of the reality that Collegedale is unique in that there are only, what, I think they said 10 other churches yeah. that are affiliated to a university, we have a different rhythm, right? Mm-hmm. We have a different culture in these kind of churches. So
rhythm is the word of the day, by the way.
I know. If you've noticed. I've been saying it
today's,
a couple times.
Today's yeah. podcast is sponsored by Rhythm.
Rhythm. We like our rhythm.
We're Adventists and we don't have it.
Well, speak for yourself. I like to dance. Yeah. Anyhow, and I play the cajon.
Oh, my stuff. So, what are you doing?
Hey, listen, I'm Latino, baby. Can't take that out of me. The music and the rhythm is life, baby. Anyways, so the
views and the actions of the panelists of this podcast do not reflect the beliefs of the Georgia Cumberland Conference.
Not 200%.
Okay, I just don't want my boss to fire
that's
me.
That's all right. I'm glad you. Yeah, I'm glad you. I like that. So the thought is that, yes, this is just how it goes. So when they speak on these things, I don't know. For some reason, I have this feeling that as Adventists, we love ourselves some conspiracy theories, right? So there are a whole lot of ideas that come out of not having the full context, right? Mm. And again, we've said this a bunch of times on our podcast before in other episodes where people have their opinions, right? Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't be their opinions unless they thought it was right. And
yeah.
every opinion is right to them,
my
right? Because that's
are
their
all
opinion.
Right.
There you go. So we just fall into that. And, you know, the funny thing
by
is...
By the way, if you're listening for the first time, that's a kind of an inside joke.
It is.
I mean, I was about to say, I don't feel like all of my opinions are right, but I do feel like all of my opinions are right, because if not, they wouldn't be in my opinion.
Nailed it.
That's my saying. Anyways,
I love it. Continue.
Sorry.
So no, you're good.
Because I didn't want someone to be like, those guys think they know it all.
No, we don't. We just know what our opinions are.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
we think our opinions are right. So anyhow, so with that, then, you know, it takes me to that whole concept that we just take ideas, we run with them. And the most interesting part of that to me is how everyone else knows how to do things better than the people who are doing them. Mm-hmm. It's just, this is the microcosm of our lives where it's like, you know, everyone can pastor better than I can, right? And then I'm like, go ahead and step into my shoes and do what I do and then come back and talk to me. And I wouldn't even give you 6 months. I'll give you a month. Come and tell me about it, right?
Wow.
So the concept is...
He's throwing shade this, at you.
No,
come at him.
No, I can't.
Come at me, bro. That was Curcio getting salty.
I can't.
Curcio.
Me. That was me being salty. But the idea is this. I can't go into their job and run it the way they do. So what makes you think you
none
can come
them?
Into mine?
Maybe one or two. Maybe.
Like what?
I don't know.
I can't be a plumber. I'm not an electrician. You know, I can't go. I you know can't be a project
manager.
I can't
do any of that. Oh man.
I can't be a CEO of.
But you're know, a talented okay. guy. There's some things you could do.
I appreciate it.
Right.
But the thought process is, this is just the reality of what happens. And when word gets out that things are being done in a way that people doesn't align with people's opinion, then you get an Adventist viral conversation, right?
Sure.
And it's been happening. Like people are thinking, and I don't want to get into the weeds with this. Because
no, let's
I don't
not get
have,
into the weeds of the things. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in the broader thing about how that, you know,
right, but,
brings upon you kind of what.
Right. And, yeah. and that's what I said. I'm not going to get into the weeds of that, but I will say that only because I realize this is how it functions, how the system functions, I just have to be okay with it, whether I like it or not, and just make sure that I'm always telling the truth
right.
and making sure that I stand in the light at all times. So that way there's nothing that's going to come back to me. They can do all the research they want and journalize as much as they want to, but that's not going to impact my reputation. It's not going to impact my truth because...
Well, it could impact your reputation. Sure. Not your truth, but
sure,
yeah.
But if I stand in the light,
yeah,
I can always, people do their research, and even if it may impact me in the onset, the truth always comes out.
Baby. So kind of going back a little bit to what we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Doing your research is I guess kind of important, but it's also a thing of where are you doing your research? Are you doing research that's balanced?
Sure.
Are you just reading small snippets of things? Because let's face it, especially in today's society, and I think I've mentioned this before, but you know, everything's small snippets.
Yep.
And you're reading small snippets and getting your information there and being like, oh, I mean, Twitter is popular for a reason because people don't, you know, long form, you know, kind of writing is out.
Right.
So it's all small clickbait things that get you in quick, and sure. we're in a rush and there's so much information out there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to get that big picture. And it's also, are you doing research on both ends? Are you being true to both sides? Are you really being, you know, and so those things are important as we
have talked about that. And that's part of the whole conversation, right? Where it's like, we can't be in an echo chamber where we're just hearing things from our perspective.
That's one of our continual echoes.
Correct.
Don't be in an echo chamber.
Right.
So does that make us an echo chamber?
To a degree.
Keep echoing the same thing?
To a degree. I mean, we want to make sure we communicate clearly, right? I can barely speak right now, but we do want to make sure that we get the point across, right? And really, we encourage you. This is part of why we do what we do here on Diversity on the Hill, right? Mm. We want to make sure that we have these difficult conversations. We look at different perspectives, different angles, and not always, we don't always agree with everything that we share, and that's okay. But how do we coexist when we disagree? And that's part of one of the hardest parts, if you will, of life, right? We have to be able to coexist even though we don't fully agree at all times. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have these conversations.
Sure. And we want to encourage you to do that. Man, there was another question that came to my mind, but it left me. So I was doing such a good job listening to you that I was not preparing my next question.
By the way, want to make a clarity.
Patting myself on the back for, you know.
Being a good listener? You are a good listener.
I'm actually not that good. I need to be better.
You ask difficult questions too, so I appreciate that. So get this.
I'm going to get it.
We're actually starting season 4. So last week was our season 4 episode.
Wow. You see that's what happens when I talk?
No, it's okay. This is episode 93.
93.
How about
we might get to 100.
That was the goal. Well,
we might get to 100 this season if we can find some time.
We will. I said, we're making time for
so
it.
Positive, so
it,
positive.
It will be challenging because I have some personal matters that are going to be difficult for me to manage, but we're still working on that. No, I'm not getting divorced. There's
Why
no
would
moral
that
fault
be the thing?
I'm just saying, because again, I have to clarify people's, you know, rabbit
holes. I don't think anyone would ever come up with that one.
Yeah, no, my wife and I are happily married. I don't know if she would appreciate
Here's
me putting her business out there.
He's getting a facelift. She's
some Botox,
and,
baby.
Yeah, and it's going to take him a while
tummy tuck
to recover.
No, actually, my wife is having surgery, so just keep her in your prayers. I will appreciate that. I don't want to get into the weeds with her personal information, but that's going to be part of a good adjustment for me.
Sure.
And but we'll make time. Like I said, we'll make time for it because this is important and want to make sure we're still connecting.
So let's go back to a few weeks ago. I have a question for you.
Sure.
This football season is in full swing.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that you want your team to lose every game from now on.
Yes. Now I do.
Now he does. He always kind of does.
No, I don't. I want them to win, but they don't. They're not. They're just not making the right decisions.
Listen,
our offensive line is trash.
We remember from last
year. We should have never drafted Daniel Jones to begin with. You know, let me get on there. We should have paid Saquon Barkley, and we haven't. Yes, I'm a giant New York Giants fan.
This isn't a sports cast, so half the people are tuning out right now. Yeah. But we are going to talk about something sports related.
Anyhow, go ahead. I do want them to lose the rest of the games, though. But anyways, go ahead.
So do you want them to have another quarterback?
Yes. I was at the draft when they drafted Daniel Jones.
Okay, all right.
They should have drafted him.
Would you like them to have another quarterback now for the rest of the year?
Not at this point. No, just keep him.
Oh, okay. So at this point, so let's say if there was a former quarterback who maybe wanted to come back and he wanted to join your team, would you be in favor of that, or would you be like, nah, we're okay because I just want to lose every game?
Well, we don't have an offensive line to protect any quarterback. Okay. They could bring Jesus.
All right.
and there's no offensive line who can protect them. So it doesn't make a big difference. And if you're talking about like Tom Brady coming out of retirement, then the reality is he of all the quarterbacks needs protection.
I wasn't talking about Tom Brady.
Okay, though. Cool. If you're talking about Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, maybe. So I think episode number one or two had Colin Kaepernick in it.
Okay, it did.
And we talked about kneeling it and, did, and the flag.
It did. We
and,
did have that conversation.
So full circle here.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, probably a month or two ago now. I don't know. I'm terrible with time.
No, you're good.
The Jets.
Yes.
Who had picked up a very important quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. For those of you who don't know, he was a successful and good quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. The Correct. Jets picked him up, and they were very excited about their year.
Correct.
I think 6 minutes into the game, 4 minutes into the game.
It was early on.
4 minutes into the game, he gets a season-ending Achilles injury.
Yep.
So, their season is not looking as bright as it once did.
Fair.
At this point in time.
Sure.
Maybe by the time this records, they've, you know, done two in a row, and they're starting to look good again.
No, I don't think so.
I hope not. I'm not a big fan of the Jets. Sorry.
Of course not. You're a Dolphins
fans.
Fan.
Yes, of course.
You guys are like straight out of Madden right now, the video game.
Currently, but let's wait till December.
Okay.
I want them to win every game, but I am a little bit pessimistic because of the history of disappointment in my life. And
well, the remaining games, because they already lost to Buffalo, but it's okay.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing up that pain.
Well, no, I'm just saying, they're only two undefeated teams
that's
right now.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, the pain that they bring me. So anyways... moving on from that.
Sure.
So the Jets promptly lost a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And in the next few days, it came out that Colin Kaepernick wrote them a letter wanting to join the team or get a tryout.
Mm-hmm.
And the letter basically said, which was leaked by a friend of his with his permission. So it wasn't really leaked.
It's not leaked.
It was shared with permission.
Exactly.
Shared, not leaked. The letter he wrote, he basically said, hey, the worst that has happens is you bring me in and you realize I'm not good. The best is to happen. You realize you have a great talent on your hand and, you know, I'm able to help you do some stuff.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about this?
I feel like he shouldn't have been blackballed from the beginning. Okay. So this is like a complete NFL looking for out for their bottom line situation. Now he had his own blunders.
Yeesh.
I agree.
So I don't remember all we talked about then. So maybe our opinion has changed slightly.
Sure.
But I'm not sure he was completely blackballed. I'm not sure about that. Because who were kneeling at the time were still playing and are still playing.
Right. But he's got the most publicity because he was a quarterback. No other quarterback was kneeling.
Okay, but there were other people who got pretty good publicity who weren't blackballed.
But look at this. They stopped showing the national anthem.
Okay.
Did you notice this? Like games?
Like currently now?
Yes. They don't show.
Oh, they show them in bigger games.
Right.
But I don't think they showed him in every game. I think they were showing him more then because he was doing that. It was causing more publicity. Because back in the day, I don't remember very many.
Well, after all the hubbub,
yeah,
they stopped showing the
national
because
there's
anthem.
No drama. There's nothing in it anymore. If there was drama, they'd be showing it.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes. NBC, CBS, Fox, they'd be showing it if there was someone kneeling.
All right. Well, the point is,
they would be showing.
There were a lot of demonstrations, right? Not just kneeling. There were interlocking of hands. There was a whole lot of different ways
and
that
people
they were
showing
trying.
That all over the place.
Sure, but in the end of the day, Kaepernick was still there. 32 teams in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the top 20 of quarterbacks.
Okay.
So
I will agree with you on this. There were teams who did not bring him on. Because of his controversy.
Of course.
Yes. Yes, yes. But I don't think there was this blackball conspiracy.
Again, we don't have the full story, right? So we'll context that.
Right.
But again, the place where he dropped the ball was when he was going to have a tryout, and I think it was like 19 or 21 teams were going to go and show up to that, and he didn't show up. And he went and had his own private workout. At a high school, a local high school or something like that.
And by the way, the reports are that there was enough pressure on the teams that many thought he was actually going to be picked up by a team at that time.
Correct.
Those were the reports.
Those are the reports.
Going to be some teams that were going to offer him something at that point because there was a lot of public and pressure. So to me, that's almost the opposite of being blackballed at that point in time. He was going to be offered a job regardless of what that tryout looked like.
Right. That was at that point. But from that point, when he pulled that, and some refer to as stunt, he's never been considered again since that point.
No, of course not, because
you're right.
He showed his cards, in essence.
Sure. So again, it goes back to that whole idea that he's I don't know now, right? So many years have gone by, and
he hasn't played in 7 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. I don't remember the exact amount of years.
No one comes back
for
7 years.
But the point is, he's going to have a hard time. Mm-hmm. And then the conversation then becomes, can he perform or not? And we don't know.
Yeah. Well, there's no way he's going to be able to perform for a while. Look at Deshaun Watson.
Sure.
That's who didn't play for a year and a half.
Just a year and a half, yeah.
And he doesn't even look close.
Struggle bus,
to what he did.
Yep.
Now he's starting a little bit. And he's, by the way, he's younger. I'm pretty sure he's younger than Colin Kaepernick.
He is.
And it was only a year that he didn't play.
Right. Now, so, he's another situation
where he shouldn't be playing. He should be blackballed.
Yes. Yes. Because
but
of his
once
behavior,
again,
I agree.
He hasn't been convicted in a court of law, though.
Sure, sure. But
so some could say, hey, he hasn't been convicted in a court of law. Now, here's my thing with Colin Kaepernick. Here is where I am done.
Okay,
at the beginning, he didn't get a job. Okay. Do I feel like he should have gotten one? Yeah. But as an owner, it's my business.
Yeah.
And I have the right to say, no, he is a detriment to my business, regardless of his talent. Sure, he may help me win games, but if he's going to alienate half of my people, I have the right to say, that's not good for my community.
Sure.
You have the right to say that, whether you agree with that principle that that person is standing on or not.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, he was very polarizing.
Yes, he was.
Very polarizing. And I'm going to remind you of the fact that I have a problem with him because he wore a Castro shirt to Miami Dolphins game.
Yep. I remember you sharing that.
And that is a lack of awareness.
Yeah.
That's equivalent to the lack of awareness he is saying other people have.
Right.
So to me, it's
the pot calling the kettle black. Yeah. Yeah.
It is totally like you are not realizing what you are doing to a community. You're going to a town in a community and basically saying to them, listen, I don't care about what you think about your country and how you are. So anyways, to me, he lost all credibility to me at that point in time, thinking that he knew what he was doing and, hey, you don't know the full picture. No, you don't know the full picture because you're going into a place where a bunch of Cubans had to leave their country because of that person.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways, that's number one.
Number two
is him trying to come back is so laughable to me because after he left, he made a commercial. I don't know if you remember this. I don't know if we addressed it at the time, but he made a commercial basically equating the NFL to slavery. And if you don't remember that, go look at it on YouTube because once you see it, you're like, wow. He was talking about the combine and how you how they measure them and they subject him to all these measurements and they judge them on that, whether they're going to have a whether they're going to be good enough.
Yeah.
He's not saying it's a job, by the way. It is a job. you're kind of interviewing for it.
Right.
And it's a physical job. So you're going to judge by physical traits. Mm-hmm. But anyways, and he attributed that to slavery. And the imagery is them going from the combine to going to a slavery market.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, it's one-to-one basically saying the NFL is just like slave owners.
Mm.
By the way, he doesn't reference the other ethnic groups that go through that too.
Sure.
It was just African Americans that he was, this is the American problem.
Yeah.
And it was very poignant at that point in time. I was like, okay, if that's what you believe, that's what you believe. I don't agree with you because number one, players can retire and leave whenever they want to.
Yeah.
They're getting paid millions of dollars.
Sure.
You're not talking about the Walmart worker who gets paid nothing while the Waltons get paid billions.
Sure.
To me, that's, if you're going to attribute anything, and I don't even think that's slavery either. That's called capitalism in business.
Mm-hmm.
I understand if you have a problem with capitalism, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can have those opinions. But to say that it's slavery was way over the top.
Yeah.
And not only that, now he comes back and says, hey, I want to be a part of this system.
Yeah, the one that you just...
That I just said was right. Like slavery. So why are you saying I want to go back into that system?
It's about the cash money, baby.
And then but do you see what I'm saying?
Right, it's a business all the way around.
At this point in time, now I look back and I realize, well, if I'm an owner, why would I invite that in?
Yeah.
And so to me, it's not even a blackballing. To me, it's like, no, it's common sense. If I am projecting something, if I'm calling someone, like let's say I called you a fascist or a Nazi,
yeah,
and I'm not going to hang around with you, and then I come back and try to hang out with you the next day, while still those things, you'd be like, what are you doing, man? You don't want to hang out with me.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Again, like, and I think it's a business all the way around. He has to do polarizing things so that he gets attention, which then results in money. It's kind of the whole full circle of this whole thing. It's he's creating his brand and he's trying to get himself
seen.
But
that goes off brand. Trying to get back into the NFL is off his
brand, again,
which was his beliefs.
Right, but it was faster for him to get his money back. Right, or get more money, it's faster if he joins the league versus doing it outside, right? Because he was getting endorsements from Nike and all these other places, right?
Yeah.
But if you're not in the limelight,
so
and you're not seen,
dried up.
Right, that's it. You want to get money. And again, there's also the conversation of people who just love the sport. They just love the sport. I don't know if he does or doesn't to that point. I can't speak to it. I don't know him personally. But the idea is there are those people who would play the game just because they love the game. And could it be that? Maybe. I don't know.
If he did, wouldn't he go to the Canadian leagues and prove himself, or the USFL and prove himself?
Sure. He has other opportunities.
But
he's chosen not to for whatever reason. Sure. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know. But at the end, I think it's all business the whole way around. The owners can take care of themselves. The players have to try to find a way to build their brand. So all in all, it's about that cash money.
I just needed to go back to season one because I know we talked about Colin Kaepernick, and I just thought it was interesting that he tried to get back in the league, which I know he's been trying to a little bit. But then when I saw that video, and we're going to watch it here afterwards,
yeah,
so
yeah,
you can kind of see. It was this very interesting juxtaposition of, wow, how much he trashed the league and now wants to be a part of the league.
Yeah, no, it just doesn't make any sense. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
And
again, whether he plays or not doesn't make a difference to me. I wouldn't bring him on at this point.
He's never going to Miami.
No, he's never going to go there. And why would he? You guys got Tua. He's doing a great job this year. So the thought
as of a couple weeks ago, we don't know what week we're on now.
Yeah, we'll talk about it again in December. I know.
All right.
But anyways. All right. Well, guys, thank you for listening. We're going to wrap this one up here. We thought it was going to be a quick hitter, but it kind of turned into
we're catching up still a little bit.
Yeah,
we're
still catching up. But again, we want to hear from you at diversityonthehill@gmail.com or on the IG at...
Oh, Diversity on a Hill with a C as well.
There you go.
He pointed at me. That's how I knew it was my turn. And that's why I went, oh.
It's all right. Like I said, we're still getting our bearings going.
Yeah. It'd be nice if this was video so people wouldn't have to, I wouldn't have to continually.
Explain what's happening behind the scenes.
Because I like to do that. I like to let people in.
Yes. They're a part of what we do.
Anyways, yeah, let us know. Hey, are we like a band? Or are we like, what was the other thing?
I have no idea.
A TV show.
Yeah, yeah, it was a band or a TV show. That's true. All right. Well, let's pray. Let's do this. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to have conversations. We thank you that you are in control. You know, we talked about a whole lot of stuff, but ultimately what we do for you. So we just ask that you may shine through us, that we can be kind-hearted and mindful in our conversations, and then ultimately that we can draw closer together to you and to one another. So continue to bless us and keep us. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for listening to the Diversity on Hill podcast. This is PJ, and I'm out.
And I'm PK. Here, many blessings. See you next time.